This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
Tim Jenkins.
I've got people real mad at me in Chicago that how dare you? There's a radio guy up there, Mike North. He was real mad.
Founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite.
I'm Tim Jenkins, and welcome to All Things QB, where I watch every single clip and break down the most important ones today.
Breaking down the positives and negatives.
You've seen progressions that align with the quarterback's eye. I hope that's what we get more of, but I hope we continue to see some of these concepts and the way we build things are better for the quarterback versus just looks good on paper.
Tim Jenkins with Raheemi Harrison Grobe on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Let's jump into the film.
Yeah, let's do it. It is Raheemi Harris and Grody. Layla and Marshall are off today. Gabe Ramirez is here. The two of us will be here today, and we will be here tomorrow as well. So it is great to be with everybody here today, and let us now bring in Tim Jenkins. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Tim, how are you, sir?
I'm living the dream. We're living the dream. We clinched the playoffs, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like when I said that a couple weeks ago that we were going to make it, people were like, ah, you're crazy. And then we clinched. So now I can feel like I'm smart, you know?
Tim, it's all happening. It's all happening. The Bears have a triumphant win at home on a Saturday night in the city of Chicago. And they eventually, because of Aaron Rodgers, the Bears do clinch a playoff berth. And it's just all pointing up. We got to start, Tim. Let's not even mess around. The 46-yard pass, Caleb Williams to DJ Moore in overtime to win the game. Discuss.
Yeah, to me, I think a lot of this, if you go all the way back, I think a lot of this is set up by the fact that Micah Parsons isn't out there, right? And so the last time we played him, you know, we're moving the pocket, we're moving the launch point, we're in boot, we're in sprint, we're trying to move the launch point with Micah, which then sets up all these run action shots that we ended up taking in the second time. And listen, I think we would have taken them regardless if Michael was out there, to be honest with you. But I think it's obviously easier as a play caller to say, oh, hey, let's dial some of these up because, you know, we don't have to worry about number one chasing us around. But to me, all this was set up 2 weeks ago. It's dang near identical to what we've seen them do with two back, little run action or little play action boot. Instead, they kind of rock the protection, meaning it's a half roll, right? Caleb's kind of moving slightly off the launch point. And then we called it country, right? Where that receiver's working all the way across the field. They set it up beautifully because they had what we would call a little float route where the tight end acts like he's running an over, like it's boot. And then he pulls back to the same side. So that gets that corner to jump down. And then at that point, it's one-on-one for DJ, and DJ just wins, and Caleb throws a great ball. And to me, like, the contested catch, I think, you know, obviously Caleb's special, right? And that throw was awesome, and everybody's fired up for him. That contested catch, I mean, the fact that there wasn't a flag on the field, I think it's one of those that if he doesn't make the play, the flag probably comes out, right?
I agree. Yep.
But what I will say is that contested catch, man, that was all time. But it just goes to show you, I think that's the kind of player DJ is. I think, obviously, with Rome out, Luther out, it's easier to get him, you know, hey, we need to make sure we get him an X amount of touches. I do think once we get back to full, you know, strength going into the playoffs, we still need to make sure we're getting DJ his touches, because you can see just what kind of player he is in clutch time.
Yeah, and it's good to see, right? I mean, he's someone that can contribute to the team in multiple ways, but, you know, getting a guy like that started is what the Bears need, and Caleb needs that as well. But I'm curious, right? I feel like something like that is set up over the course of a game, right, Tim, where you have activity on early downs that allows you to have those late-game comebacks or those late-game moments. What was something that the tape told you that Caleb was doing better on early downs that set that up?
Well, yeah, I mean, shoot, I mean, not even Caleb necessarily, but like the amount of times that that was 13 personnel, right? One back, three tight ends. The amount of times we got into 13 and just ran the ball, I feel like it was like 7 or 8 times before eventually they called the shot play. So it's not only, you know, Caleb setting everything up with all the good movement stuff that he put on tape 2 weeks ago. And then, hey, we start with it early, right? Where we get a couple of boots, get a couple of easy ones. But it's been too, in terms of the patience to get into that. You know, shoot, I don't think I have that patience, right? To get into that formation, know that you've got that shot play in your back pocket. To get into that formation 7 times, run the rock. Like, that's extreme, you know, that's great discipline as a play caller, right? We always take for granted, like, oh, they're a coach, they should. We take for granted how hard it is to keep something like that on your call sheet. You know, you install it, you have the look on tape, you love it. You know, you keep going right past it, right? And checking something else off. The discipline to keep that on your call sheet is great. My favorite thing, though, about the overtime sequence, if I'm being honest with you, is that's actually the second shot play, right? The very first play from scrimmage, we're trying to set Komet up on what we would call leak, where he runs that little shallow but then turns it up. We try to hit Y leak for a touchdown to win the game. Okay, hey, we don't have it. Caleb scrambles around, throws it away, run the ball, conversion. And then guess what? Another shot play. Like, I just love the fact that we got the ball in overtime. And then all of a sudden, you know, Ben's like, hey, we're going for the throat right away. Basically, you know, 2 run plays, 2 shot plays to win the game. I just love that from a play caller perspective. But yeah, the discipline from Caleb to make sure he's continuing to execute the movement game that then sets up like a rock protection. And then Ben to keep that thing on the call sheet for as long as he did. I think both of them are great. And I think both of them just bodes well to see what this offense is, how they're trending in the right direction. I do think, too, to me, I felt like when I watched the tape, I really felt like our offense was rolling. I feel like we had a couple of things happen down tight in the high red or low red zone where all of a sudden we didn't walk away with the amount of points we wanted. But I do think this offense was rolling more so than it kind of felt like, which is where I do feel like, man, it did feel like if we could just find a way to get this thing to overtime, we're going to put it away. Or if we could just find a way to keep this thing close. And then obviously a couple things bounced our way and we end up pulling it out.
Another one of the plays that I really liked is it going back to DJ Moore, and it required a big time throw and a maybe even bigger time catch, but I'll let you give the opinion on that or the X's and O's of it here, Tim. And that specifically is fourth quarter, 20-yard play down the middle to DJ Moore. That's the drive that led to the Jahdae Walker touchdown to tie the game in regulation. DJ Moore has to go up to get the ball knowing that he's about to take a hit. What did you think about the throw and catch on that particular play?
Yeah, that was perfect. That's old school dagger, right? Inside guy runs the seam. DJ's outside. He runs what we used to call the Cadillac 6, right? The big in, because back in the day, if you made that throw, you could get a Cadillac. Now, you make that throw, you can go ahead and get yourself a jet, I guess, you know, with the way these guys are getting paid. But what I will say is incredible timing from Caleb, right? Perfect. Hey, we hitched once, got the ball out to our first progression. But yeah, to go up in the middle of the field and make that play, especially after, you got to remember, and I know, like, you know, we take it for granted sometimes, these guys are warriors, but DJ been, I know Green Bay's going to say whatever they want to say. DJ's been kind of cheap shotted, targeted a little bit throughout the game, right? Like, I think I've seen some DBs, they're far more athletic than they look when they're running into DJ's back, right? So to me, it's like the dude's been taking a beating the whole game to then go up and continue to put his body, like, that to me is really, really big time stuff from when you're looking at a veteran leader, like, okay, hey, you're going to get up, you're going to make a play, probably going to get smoked. So to me, it was a great catch. I thought perfect timing from the footwork perspective. That's the thing that I think we need to get more excited about, right? I think we're all excited, hey, that they're, you know, they've got 11 wins, they've clinched the playoffs. We need to get more excited about how Caleb is now tying his feet to his progression, because this is something we didn't see last year. We really didn't see at the beginning of this year, but his feet are starting to tell the story. As a quarterback, your feet should tell the story on where you're at in your progression, right? If I'm on my first progression, it's either boom off the plant or it's single hitch. If I'm on my second, it's a slight reset of my base. Caleb, man, if you see him get to his third progression, it's like, okay, five hitch, reset, reset, ball. It's dang near perfect in terms of his feet telling you the story. And that's another play where it was, he was perfectly on time, first progression, one hitch, get the ball out of your hand. And then that was why that window looked so big on tape, when really it shouldn't be that big. It's just that we're playing on time, and then DJ's able to go up.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And get it.
Tim, what you're saying right now is really important. I want to follow up with you on that with this question. When did you start to see the change? Because it's something that you've talked about almost every week when we've been critical of Caleb, where we ask you, what happened on that play? And you would always say it's about the feet. Has it kicked in now? I guess is my question. When did you start to see it make the turn? And has it kicked in and we don't have to look back as much now? Or is it still work in progress despite the improvement?
To me, I think it was the Steelers game, right? I think like that week 12, 13, you started to see it more consistently from within the pocket. Is it one of those things where it's like, man, we turned the corner and we won? To be fair, that's a kind of a yes and no. The yes is that obviously he's starting to understand how in this offense we need to tie our feet to our progression, right? Mm-hmm. He's starting to understand that this isn't really an off-platform offense. This is I know exactly where I'm going to be on certain throws, right? With that being said, he's still a young quarterback, and the install package each week is so vast that it's going to still be an issue, but not an issue from lack of understanding, just an issue from the same way that receivers will bust routes. Every once in a while, a quarterback's going to bust his footwork, and that's not just Caleb Williams specific. That's just about everybody. So to me, do I feel like we've turned the corner? I do, in terms of just his general understanding of how I need to operate in the NFL and what I think is him understanding what our expectation is of him as a coach. Then the next step is that, hey, we're obviously always going to have busts and misassignments. You know, can we limit those? Can we make sure those don't happen? But I do think we've turned the corner in terms of his understanding of what's expected of him within this offense.
It's a lot easier to get your feet settled underneath you when you got two Pro Bowlers blocking for you. Right?
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, it just feels good.
Hell, say it, man.
To do something like
the
that.
The Bears have two Pro Bowl offensive linemen. Can't say it enough.
Tim, you know, you mentioned the Steelers game. I was always telling people that for me was like when the playoffs began, right? Serious games that had true value and meaning. And you wanted Caleb and the team to be playing at an optimal level when those things started So my question for you is, you know, if this exact game, the one that the Bears just had against the Packers, happens again in late January in the form of a playoff game, what adjustments do you think the Packers will make to this offense that the Bears is operating in the present? Like, what are they seeing that they need to put a stop to?
Yeah, here's the hardest thing about it is I feel like the Packers, more or less, they're set up to take away one, right? They're gonna be able to take away one of the things, which is either they're gonna take away run or they're gonna take away run action. The issue is that to me, they're not like super variable. They're gonna tell you a little bit. I mean, obviously everything nowadays is so disguised, right? And I've got my clicker in my hand when I'm doing the tape and I can rewind it 10 times. With that being said, they're not super variable in terms of, you don't see them play a lot of like two shell, you know, soft coverage, but with pressure, right? They're not going to heat zone like four deep or hit heat zone two deep on you. They're really going to give you single high and a chance to go attack it deep with man coverage, or they're going to give you soft zone. And to me, this Bears team, what you got to try to take away is you have to load the box. Because I know that Caleb's special. I know he's starting to make the turn. But this run game is so dang efficient that it's like you have to take that away first. So then you start to insert that safety, or you start to get heavier in your personnel. And then guess what? Now the run action, play action, you know, real shot plays. Because Caleb, the thing about Caleb is we take for granted some of these dig routes or some of these dagger concepts that he bangs in there. These are 20, 25-yard throws, and he's just making them with pace, right? He looks like he's throwing a slant. He's not, right? He's driving this thing down the field. So it's like that push-pull of how do I load the box? How do I take away the Bears' run game? But then simultaneously, I got to be aware of run action. So anytime my backers take that step up in run action, boom, that, you know, what we would call that vertical window is now wide open, right? Because your safeties are deeper, and then now your linebackers are up. Guess what? We got a huge in cut. We've got all our deep overs. So it's tough to say, hey, how are they going to do it? I would be willing to bet that we're going to get a heck of a lot more pressure. We're going to get way more, you know, blitz, and I think we're going to get a lot of pressure, a lot of twists, and then I think that we're going to also get some real shell coverage on that third and long type stuff. But to me, I think they're going to load us up and heat us up, because to me, you take away run with that, and then also you force Caleb to be perfect in his pressure looks, you know. And again, I say that, but guess what? Hey, it was cover zero when they throw the corner route touchdown on fourth and six, right? So do they feel like they got burned, or are they willing to go back to it? I just think I would pressure at this point in Caleb's career. I would heat him up, I'd take away the run, and then I would try to force him to be perfect in his pressure plan. Mm-hmm. And if he is, hey, you know, you're going to beat us. And then if not, we'll be able to generate enough turnovers or negative plays to where we think our offense can then get us over the hump.
Yeah, that makes sense. We're talking to Tim Jenkins, founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite, and you can watch his full Caleb Williams breakdown. The video is on YouTube right now at All Things QB. And I know that we are not paying you to break down Brock Purdy's game, but that is the next quarterback that the Bears will see. What is your opinion on Brock Purdy? And if you would want, you could even make it specific to, if you happen to have watched last night, Brock Purdy, 25 of 34, 295, and 5 TDs. What do you think about that quarterback, Tim Jenkins?
Yeah, so we did watch last night. Here's what I'll tell you about the Jenkins house, and it's a pretty funny thing. So, you know, Dad, my boys like to tell me that Dad didn't play in the NFL because when I got signed, it was the St. Louis Rams, and they say, Dad, there's not a team in St. Louis anymore. So
that's
no
just
shot
mean,
that
man.
Played.
This kid's got to give it to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that when they humble me. But what I will say is the Jenkins family, the kids love ball, and they have the funniest like amount of teams they love. So my oldest kid, he loves the Bears, loves Caleb Williams, but then he also like loves Brock Purdy, right? And I'm like, hey, buddy, you're gonna have to kind of pick this Sunday. I think he's going with the Bears, but we'll circle back on that. But So we're watching Brock Purdy. Here's what I'll say: it's like he to me feels like when you watch somebody hit their back foot, get the ball out, get to the second progression, get to the third progression. He feels like what Caleb to me is going to get to with Ben, where it's that just, man, it almost feels like it's a machine, right? He knows exactly where to go against what coverage. He knows how to use his personnel. And then Brock is just obviously not as talented as a kid like Caleb, right? And I think, you know, you look at what he did last night, and to me, a lot of this is because of what I do for work in terms of training quarterbacks. You can't really teach, you know, a guy to be like Caleb Williams, right? You can't take a kid and say, hey, man, go, you know, throw this thing on a frozen rope with both your feet off the ground. Like, you can't do that. Whereas Brock is somebody who's, like, really someone that you could kind of teach off of. So when you look at him, it's going to be like every, and I feel like every defense ever has probably done this to the kid, where it's, you look at him and you go, man, we don't see a ton of super special physical traits. However, it feels like he is just going to methodically move down the field and take advantage of us if we're out of position. So to me, a guy like that, you really got to sit there and you got to make sure that we're dialed in. You got to make sure that we don't tip too much at the line of scrimmage in terms of our pressure plan, right? We got to make sure that we can get after him from a disguised look. Simultaneously, you can't be super off when you're coming, because if you're coming from depth, right, if you're gonna go ahead and heat him up from 5 yards, ball's gonna be out in the void before you even get there. So we've got to be really good with our disguises this week. We've got to make sure that we have a good plan in terms of how we're gonna get after him and move him off of the spot. I also think when you look at the other side of it, you know, and again, like, I think we all gotta love seeing Phillip Rivers out there, man. That makes me feel like I could get back out there and spin it. But watching that Colts offense move the ball kind of gave me a lot of hope in terms of what I think this Bears team can do. And I think the Bears team can run the ball more effectively than Indianapolis did last night. So to me, I do think, obviously, this is a buzzsaw, right? The San Francisco team, they're the real deal. You know, is this, you know, another playoff game? Yeah, it absolutely is, because this is a team that we're going to see again at some point, probably, if we continue to make a run. I still think the Bears have a chance. We just got to make sure we can get after Purdy, move him off the spot, and then we got to make sure we can run the ball effectively. If both those things check out, this thing will be a ball game, and we'll have another chance to win this thing late in the game.
Can't wait to see it as the buildup begins. Bears at San Fran on Sunday night. Tim, I hope that your children are really nice to you around the holiday season. You deserve it, my friend. Thank you so much for doing what you do for us here.
Yeah, they're nice. They're nice, but they're expensive. I'll tell you that. Five kids getting presents under the tree. I'm happy I bet the Bears late in that game and hit that bet. So, you know, we're going to stay in the house one more month.
The kids are eating tonight, Mom. I love it. Tim, thanks, buddy.
Merry Christmas, guys. Thanks so much.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you as well. That is Tim Jenkins, founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite. Yeah, if you want more, because I always feel like we're just scratching the surface with him, you could see Tim's full video, Caleb Williams breakdown video, on his YouTube channel, at All Things QB. Gabriel, what do you say we keep the Bears talk hot and we go from Tim Jenkins to Hallis Hall and we bring in our guy, Chris Emma, to tell us everything that is going on with the Bears today and right now. The very latest on the Bears is next on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody with Gabe Ramirez on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.